And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Rescuers proceeded with their search operations for survivors in the Syrian city of Aleppo as the death toll from the earthquake that struck Turkey and Syria this week nears 16,000. Ashuri Rashid, who's with the Algerian Red Crescent Society, told Reuters News that at times like this, one extends a helping hand to first try and save a life, and if not able to do that, preserve the dignity of those who've lost theirs. Within 72 hours of passing since the disaster, Syrians also remain at the scene with hope of finding survivors from underneath the rubble of their homes. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Thursday that he believed his country would join the European Union after emerging victorious from its war with Russia. He says that for the first time in history, the European Union provides military aid at such a huge scale. And for the first time, it's also working in a positive evaluation of internal reforms in the European country of what is defending itself against a total war. Zelensky also thanked Ukraine's allies for the military and humanitarian aid they've thus far provided since Russia's invasion in February of last year, which has included airstrikes on the country's critical infrastructure. The United States has imposed sanctions against seven leading members of a notorious Russian hacking gang known as TrickBot, according to the Treasury Department. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com, as well as downloading our mobile application for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. Australian Defence Minister Richard Marles on Thursday told Parliament that the controversial AUKUS submarine deal with the United States and the United Kingdom enhances Australian sovereignty, does not increase dependence on the United States as claimed by critics. The pact was signed by Australia, the United States, and Britain in September of 2021, but has been condemned by China. Phil Mercer has more.
Defence Minister Richard Marles told Parliament Thursday that receiving at least eight nuclear-powered submarines under the AUKUS pact will dramatically enhance Australia's sovereignty rather than erode it. The alliance has been criticised by former Australian Prime Ministers Malcolm Turnbull and Paul Keating, who've said the deal would erode the country's sovereignty. Australia has been trying to rebuild its fractured relationship with China in recent months. Analysts say it's a delicate enterprise, given the tensions over trade and other geopolitical issues. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Sudanese state media says that Russia's foreign minister is poised to meet in Khartoum with military leaders on Russia as well as other matters. The visit comes as senior diplomats from the United States and other European nations concluded a two-day talks with Sudanese military leaders and pro-democracy groups pushing for a final peace deal in Sudan. The Russian foreign minister's visit is also part of a multi-leg Africa trip that is taking him to Mali and Mauritania. An analysis has found that some 240,000 young people in 21 states have been missing from school since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. AP correspondent Donna Wardner reports.
The analysis by the Associated Press, Stanford University's Big Local News Project, and Stanford Education Professor Thomas Dee has found that the students didn't return to their public schools, didn't move out of state, or didn't sign up for private school or homeschool. The AP learned of students and families avoiding school for a range of reasons. Some are still afraid of COVID, are homeless, or have left the country. Some students couldn't study online and found jobs instead. And some slid into depression. I'm Donna Warder.
Our sister news agency, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, reports that Iranian protester Mehdi Abbasi, who media reports said was tortured and raped while in detention after being identified as a, quote, leader of protests sparked by the death of a young woman while in police custody for an alleged headscarf violation, has been freed from prison. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, be sure to follow The Voice of America on your favorite social media platform. From Washington,